AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The defense is trying to show why Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed two people last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin. At Rittenhouse's trial, Drew Hernandez testified about the behavior of one of the two people killed, Joseph Rosenbaum.
He led the charge into the gas station. He was getting physically aggressive. He appeared to be attempting to start a physical altercation with people in the gas station.
The defense is trying to show Rittenhouse feared for his life. Prosecutors say it was Rittenhouse who made the decision to go to a volatile protest with a rifle. In the trial in Georgia of three white men accused of killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, the jury saw security camera videos showing other people entering a home under construction in the months before Arbery was chased down and gunned down after running from that site. The defense claims the three men thought Arbery was a burglar. On Veterans Day, after laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden talked about the sacred obligation the government needs to deliver to veterans.
We have many obligations, but one truly sacred obligation: to properly prepare those and equip those who we send into harm's way and care for them and their families while they're both deployed and when they return home.
The president's son, Beau, was an Iraq War veteran. He died from an aggressive form of brain cancer. He says veterans will receive world-class benefits that they deserve. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres tells the AP he's worried about a key part of the climate conference in Scotland.
1.5 degrees is still on reach, but in life support.
Guterres still hopes world governments will step up their pledges to slash emissions of greenhouse gases. The summit wraps up tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump wants a federal appeals court to temporarily block the release of records to the House committee investigating the January Capitol riot. This is AP News. China's leader Xi Jinping warns against a Cold War in the Asia-Pacific region.
Jinping has warned against letting tensions in the region cause a relapse into a Cold War mentality. His remarks on the sidelines of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum came weeks after the US, Britain and Australia announced a new security alliance in the region, which would see Australia build nuclear submarines. China has harshly criticized the deal. Xi is scheduled to participate in an online meeting with other Pacific Rim leaders, including President Joe Biden, on Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Florida aquarium will temporarily close to treat its resident prosthetic tail dolphin, Winter, that starred in the Dolphin Tale movies. The famous marine mammal is now in critical condition from a suspected infection. Ed Donahue, AP News.